Please put your hands together and welcome to the stage, Fox Dog Studios.
Thank you. Make some noise. Fantastic. And I hear you loud and clear. Yes, I will go through the instructions one more time. If you are just joining us, please connect your smartphone to the Wi-Fi EMF 2024-FoxDog. Then open your browser and go to https://fdog.io, where you will find a nice red web page where you can enter a name of your own choosing. If you encounter technical difficulties or you don't have a smartphone, don't worry, it's not key to the enjoyment of the following performance. And for those of you with security concerns, if we possess the ability to get anything of any interest off your device, we'd be elsewhere doing that, not here doing this. You have nothing to fear. All right. You have 2 minutes to obtain that web page, starting I remember. First of all, it goes blank. Then you say FoxDog. Then I do the instructions.
Yeah.
You have 2 minutes from now.
This one. Have a little fishy on a little dishy. Have a little fishy on a little dishy. Have a little fishy when the boat comes in. For your daddy, sing for your mommy, dance for your daddy when the boat comes in.
We are FoxDog Studios, the UK's number one IT consultancy. And over the next 4 hours, we're going to be demonstrating to you a number of products we have created over the past year. I'll hand you over to my colleague, Lloyd.
Thanks, Pete. We are the inventors of the world's second thinnest guitar.
Please, hold your applause.
Because this evening, we're proud to announce we're the inventors of the world's first thinnest guitar. Wait, there's more. Look at this. Two otters swimming on a river.
It's Mr. Bing, our bingo mascot. He's on holiday at the moment in his bingo home. Isn't that right, Mr. Bing? Yes. Oh, what's that you've seen? The audience? Give them a wave, Mr. Bing. There you all are. Wave back to Mr. Bing. No, like he's doing. It's just rude of a wife. Mr. Bing wants to send a postcard back to his best buddies, Pete and Lloyd, but he needs help with the drawings. So look at your phone. At the top of your screen is a description of something Mr. Bing has seen, and you draw by dragging your finger across the checkered canvas in the center. But you haven't got long. 30 seconds from now. Make sure to put in lots of detail. Seconds remain. It should just be detail and highlight work at this stage. Time's up! Quick, Mr. Bing, get back inside. It's starting to rain. Straight back in. Don't become wedged. Straight in. Easy as you like. Straight in. Straight in. Straight in. Who's ready to bingo? No, look, Lloyd, go back down again. They simply weren't ready. Who's ready to bingo? Yeah! Water! Oh no, the Ethernet cable's leaking!
Oh no.
I thought that was just what cool kids did. They just shout water at stuff. I ignored it for quite a long time. It's fantastic that you're ready to play bingo, because that's literally what's going to happen right now. On a second, you're going to get a card that looks just like that on your phones. Lloyd, do you wish to allocate the cards now?
Using my keyboard.
Okay, so what happens is when we call out a number, let's say, for example, we called out one, you would tap it with your finger, it'll go yellow. If you make a mistake, tap it again, and it will go back to being white. Okay, let's trial that now. Lloyd.
Our first number, please reply swiftly, 50.
Start you off with a nice, easy one. Now, the goal is to get a complete row, column, or diagonal of yellow cells. And once you have that, you press your bingo button that will allocate shortly. That notifies us that you have a bingo and that you need to receive a bingo prize. Now, when I allocate the bingo button, you get one trial press.
No more.
Allocating now. Now.
Bing, bing, bing. Okay, we've had a few presses. Everyone use your one press, please. The bingos are coming in. And if we just look at the numbers now, we can see that some people are doing more than one press, actually.
That's more than one.
Look at this self-restraint right here.
Look at that. Even Floofy Dog didn't press it more than once. They'd never dare press the bingo button more than once.
Bingo!
I'm about to make him an angel.
Gonna give you
I'm
the
taking
angel.
It away. I'm taking it away. I made him an angel.
Take it away.
Hold on, Pete. We haven't seen what we're playing for.
Let's see what we're playing for.
Heading into our prize room. It's in our house between our bedrooms where we keep all the things we can never let go of. And for you, this evening, we're pulling out... Oh, is that a mannequin's head? No, it's a set of Pat Test Pass stickers.
Ah... There you go. And this is a blank check situation. I'll sign and date these, and you can stick them on whatever you want. All right. All eyes down. Here comes your second
bingo.
Number.
Impossible, Bill Gates. There are consequences. You think that's... Show Bill Gates what happens.
Bill Gates.
Nailed.
Finally.
I don't care who you are.
They'll teach you for Windows 11. I think he'd left by that point anyway. Right. Next number. No, he's Benedictine. Fifthine. Close enough.
Attach CV 53.
All right. We got Trail Mix, number 6.
Metric Ton, 71.
Bingo!
Impossible! Well, wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
Bingo!
This was their first ones.
Do we let them go? Yes or no?
Sorry, straight to jail.
Mama Bear and JJ?
You know,
play by the rules or die by the something.
Sorry, I interrupted you with your own voice.
You interrupted me with myself. Yeah, it did hurt to do that. I didn't enjoy that, but I'm a fan of democracy. Next number. Best Friend Glenn, number 10.
Chuno and Brine, 59.
Good Place to Hide, 35.
Dried Up Glue, 22.
Wrong Door, 24.
That Wire's Live, 75.
Bingo!
Oh, we had a real winner. Shiri, raise your hand, where are you? Shiri, where's Shiri? Over there on the left-hand side.
I'm coming to deliver your prize via the medium of Pete Cam. Here I come.
And I'll be increasing the intensity by playing some orchestra horns on my keyboard.
As the crowd go wild, Shiri, get in there, pat test stickers, give them a round of applause. Keep it going, it's a long way to run.
And with that, it's time for a bonus round. Draw a perfect circle around the center of your phone screen. Every circle you complete will automatically be sent to our circle judging server, the code of which has been written by our own Peter Sutton. Just keep on trying to improve your score and send in as many circles as you can. Ooh, did you look at that? We've got over 400 circles right now, Pete.
That's a lot of circles by anyone's standard. Time's running out. Get your best circle in now. Time's up. Let's look at the leaderboard. Fifth place. Fantastic start.
Giant puppy.
Giant puppy.
All right, that's 90.5. We're in with the heavy hitters tonight.
Yeah. I've come down here to do some analysis. Fantastically circular, but we can all see where they've lost the points. It's termination. Ooh. Look at that out there. It's cost them.
It's the overlap.
Fourth place.
Carry.
Whoa.
91.3%.
Again, improving on termination. That's where the points are, Lloyd. I keep telling you. Sneaking into your room and saying it. Okay, third place.
Neothermic. Oh, they've gone smaller, tighter.
It seems to have split the crowd. The algorithm said it's more circular, but
People think they know better. Do you want to see the worst circle we've had? Yeah. There we go.
Looks like it could be something else. Minus 93,743.3%.
Terrible circle. Awful
Max
circle.
Exclamation mark.
The exclamation mark's part of their own name. That's not part of my formatting. Okay, it's time to see the top two places.
Ooh. Lo and behold, wow. Termination on that and poor four.
Again, beautiful termination. Poor four, though, incredibly smooth and circular, but slightly worse termination. The computer simply can't tell them apart. It's going to have to go down to human vote. But before you vote, you should know what's at stake. Exactly. The winner will be charged with looking after the mystery box for the duration of the performance. So vote wisely for your favorite circle now.
We've got 149 votes to take in. Well, we're almost at full capacity. Some people have quit out.
Too much pressure for one person.
Oh, everyone's all the votes are in. No, one more, the last one.
Okay, I'm locking it down. The winner of the annual EMF circle drawing competition is...
Lone Behold!
Will you raise your hand?
They will be receiving that mystery box being delivered by Pete there. I've just received some post. It's from our bingo mascot, Mr. Bing. He's on holiday, and he's attached to the postcard some pictures, and I'd like to share those with you right now. You look on your phones, you've got a new bingo card. But as well as numbers, there are images. These have all been sent in from Mr. Bing. You may not have your own on there, but these were all created tonight. Now, it's another game of bingo.
Adam. Possible Adam. Join Bill Gates.
Bill Gates came in for one more tap on it. Well,
you're just wasting your own battery. There's literally no reward for what you're doing in prison now.
Oh, yeah, there is. He leveled up.
Oh, I forgot there is. I forgot there is a reward for doing it. Anyway, what's Mr. Bing sent on this postcard?
It's another game of bingo, but if you've got numbers and images, mark them off. Our first picture is...
Ooh. It's terse, I'll give it that.
Is it someone looking to the right, or are those their legs?
I don't know.
Let's just see what Mr. Bing wrote on the back of it. It's... Draw an attractive locksmith.
Yeah. It is a renownedly ugly trade. What's up next, Lloyd?
Oh.
A lot of line drawings. It feels like a real CAD-CAM crowd. Mm.
It looks like two eyes in a croissant. It's kind eyes.
Kind eyes. Wow. Oh. I feel a lot more of you need to take the advice of the stress talk that was just on. These are harrowing eyes.
Ooh, it's like a fish.
Wait a minute, everyone's just on ordnance survey symbols. So all of these are.
It's, one of the fish got a tick next to it? They're like, they've got access to the radio. Why am I debating? It's a business proposal.
Yeah.
Who's investing?
Yes. What a success.
Ooh. Ooh. They're about to thrash that chair. Draw your favorite animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we moved on.
We moved on. Why you hadn't got over that?
I actually do have a genuine guess. I think it's someone who works in agriculture, and that's hay.
Oh, it's an attractive farmer.
Ah. Yeah.
Hold on, Pete. We haven't even seen what we're playing for. Heading back into our prize garden, we're outside, and our landlord left behind a pile of Brazilian slate, and we have brought one of those pieces here tonight for you to win.
Wow. It's heavy and sharp.
But, Pete, why don't we... move on to something we're a bit more passionate about.
Yeah. Let's show them something that we like.
UK road signs.
That's right. We've selected 75 of the UK's funniest road signs from the 80 available. Please raise your hand if you have a full UK's driver's license. If you get any of these wrong, we will report you to the DVLA. Okay. Here comes your first UK road sign. Man in circle.
Bingo!
Again, impossible Donald J. Trump.
That was topical, Pete.
That was topical.
That was topical. You might not know, but that was topical.
I don't know. I haven't been outside in a while.
You never know what might happen.
Okay. Your next UK road sign is... 150 yards to tree observation point. Officially, picnic area, 150 yards, close, pretty close. Your third UK...
Whoa, Pete, we need to show them some real UK road signs. Everyone, hop in. Okay, I just need to check behind me. All right, let's get on the road. Is one come up?
Now, car drives into bacon, I don't know. Unprotected quayside for all you sitting in the back.
Just gonna speed up a bit. Don't copy me, I just gotta get to the end of the show quicker.
Yeah, here comes one.
What's that?
Slow down, Lloyd, slow down. You know what this means? It's frog takeover time.
That's right, turn the volume all the way up on your phone, all the way to max. Tap those frogs, let me hear them frogs.
Me and Pete will be playing our own frogs with you. Just my frogs. Go!
Just Lloyd's frogs.
Not these frogs.
All right, now hop over. Just my frogs. Sans Lloyd frogs.
All right, let's bring them both together for a crescendo. Both sides. Here we go.
And stop immediately, because there's a serious side to frog takeover. In 30 seconds' time, you must have memorized all of your frog calls, and you'll be tested on them in a round of frog bingo. Memorization period begins now. Time's up. Now, this is a speed bingo round. We will give you five frogs. If you have those five frogs in any order, they do not have to be in a row, column, or diagonal. As soon as the bingo button is allocated, smack it as hard as your phone screen will allow. Here comes the first of this evening's frogs.
Bat, 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 bat.
Hearing a couple of correct frogs out there. Second frog. Third frog. Fourth frog. And this evening's final frog. Okay. Allocating the bingo button in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now.
They're all tapping as fast as they can be. I'm going to have to lock it down.
Lock it down, Lloyd. First frog.
That's the raucous toad.
And a very popular frog it was. Notice that for each frog you get correct, we add a frog after your name so that later in the show we can ascertain your frog level. Second frog.
The common platana.
Very popular frog this evening.
The striped grass frog.
Nice to see Big Man, a level 3 frog.
Natal tree frog.
And your final frog this evening was?
No one got the Manx Pobblebonk.
No one got the Manx Pobblebonk. So that means that all you people here, you knew you didn't have those frogs, and you pressed that bingo button anyway to derail our talk. Show them what happens, Lloyd.
Flubs. Jail. Rocks. Jail. Jail. Sophia Wright, full name jail. Schmelek, jail. Bojangles, jail. Paul Fugler. Alex B. Rogue 3. Mark Max. Bob. Ollie and Rory. Sussy Fussy. John. Donald Trump, back in jail. Beth. Jail.
Hearing a couple of murmurs, do you think that wasn't fair what we just did? You think it wasn't fair? So unfair. Well, there's only one way to resolve this then. All rise for the judge, not really, stay seated.
Hi, it's me, the judge. Just verify my identity. Okay. Now, now we just need to begin this court hearing. I need to speak to the lawyers or prosecutor here.
Yeah, there's a lawyer here. I'm just chilling out over here between court cases. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Just my hands are permanently attached to this bell.
And your mouth is gone.
Where's your mouth?
Can we see your mouth?
Is that more? No.
No. That's exactly the same. It doesn't matter, Lloyd. It doesn't matter. You gotta. It's just nose now, but it's fine. Oh. Hey. I don't know what he's doing to the software now, but if you're happy. Anyway, you're saying your hands are permanently stuck to a bell?
Yeah, there.
Hmm.
Hold on, I need some help administering
get someone else to help you.
Well, I need someone helping Floofy Dog. A button has appeared on your phone, and using that, you can help us keep order within this court. If you want to tap that button now, Floofy Dog.
Nice.
There you go.
So if someone's causing a ruckus, you just restore order. Let's try that now. I'm mucking about.
Hit it, Floofy Dog, that gavel. Go!
Go for it! Go more!
More! There we go.
Use multiple fingers.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. One hit if you do not understand your task, and two if you do. Good work. See you later.
Well, how do I make my head small? Oh.
Judge, join me over here.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh. No, no, back down here. Naxfish, can you get the door for me, please?
Hold the door open.
Hold the door open, Naxfish.
Sort it out. Thank you. Thank you, Naxfish.
Now open the door. Now, I need to have a word with Andrew.
Andrew.
A text box has appeared on your screen, and you're in charge of keeping full, accurate, legal notes of everything that happens during this court hearing. And
full, accurate, accurate spelt wrong.
The autocorrect
legal
kicked in.
Legal notes, nice. All right, see you later. Just go underneath that.
I'll go over. Yeah.
Here you go over it.
Dazzers, can you get the door on this side, please? Hold it. There we go. Come on. Oh. And Bullfoodler, please. Lights on, Bullfoodler!
You have
lights
one
on
job.
At this point!
Floofy down! Thank you! Now!
Lights! Dazzers! I need to talk to Beth, who stands accused of cheating at Frog Bingo.
Lights! What are you typing?
Now, we need to hear your plea, Beth. Are you guilty, yes or no? And only Beth answer. Guilty, yes or no?
Only right,
that's
Beth! Than,
that's what, I'm just going to shut down
lights
that.
On.
Lights on! We'll try to vote again. And only Beth answer. That's... You know what? If you all want to vote, you can all go in the dock. Everyone who voted, yeah. Egg, Faz, Alex B, Boz, Bojangles, Ridley, XYZ, Maverick,
Floof Dog,
yes,
smash their head in! Stop it, they're dead.
Lloyd, I would like to present my star witness. The Manx Pobblebonk, controlled by Giant Pubble. Now... Where were you on the evening of the 30th? Ah, strong...
Oh!
And who are you with? Full name. Well, how can that possibly be when they were somewhere else? A likely story. Are you sure about that?
Oh!
With my star witness gone, I rest my case.
Okay, we're going to adjourn this court session. I just need to review everything that's happened. Nice use of paragraphs here.
It's been written mainly as a collection of haikus.
Fools off thing. That's a, shelf, but thing is good. Okay, it's time for the formal closure, and there's a little ceremony we have to do, so I need both doors held open, please. That's good. And then I'm going to say doors, and then I'm going to say gavel, and then lights. Here we go. Doors! Gavel! Lights! Pete.
Yes, Lloyd?
Where'd you grow up?
That's a very fascinating question, because I actually grew up in a very small, obscure island called the Isle of Man.
I've never heard of that.
No, I bet you're not on your own. Mark on the map where you believe the Isle of Man to be. It's like Google Maps. You can pinch and zoom, slide it with your finger, and tap where you want to place your guess. I'll give you a clue. It's not in Madagascar. And that, but that hasn't deterred the person who'd selected it. Time's running out. I'm gonna have to lock you down. The Isle of Man is here. Now, a lot of you have got this right, well done, but much fewer have got this right than when we recently did this in Australia.
It looks like quite an interesting place, Pete. I'd like to go.
It's not. And I'd like to demonstrate that to you via the medium of Isle of Man Bingo.
Okay, so...
Bingo!
Possible! Will he not leave us alone?
Bingo! Bingo!
Anyone else want to press the bingo button?
Bingo!
Now, Pete, if you grew up here, could you show us around? Like, what's this?
That's the incinerator where we burn our rubbish. You got it? Mark it down.
Bingo!
We'll leave them. Who are these?
Statue of the Bee Gees. Born there. This is a good one. This is a tiny, pointless castle in the harbour of the capital. To give you a sense of scale, that there is a standard-sized seagull.
Bing, 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 bing.
What's this round thing here?
This is the Laxey water wheel. It is the largest working water wheel in the world.
Whoa. Whoa, yeah, yeah, that is an interesting fact. I'll be sure to tell it to the next person that I meet.
I heard this is the largest working water wheel in the world.
You heard correct.
Glen Helen Waterfall.
Look, Otter.
Bing, 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 bing.
Pete, I'm getting tired of jailing them. Do you mind if I just go have a wander around by myself?
Go unwind.
Bing, bing, bing.
Right, let's have a little trip around. It's such an amazing place. And you know what, it's really easy to get around. Oh, actually, Pete, do you want to go up a mountain?
Yeah, let's go for a walk up the mountain.
Snæfell Mountain, the tallest mountain on the Isle of Man.
Right, let's go back.
But wait, what's that over there?
Holy day.
that is. Old bag, my after show. You been? Detroit. Show us yours.
Yeah, sure. Mr. Bing, how are you? What? Why? Your pet Bubble Bonk, who sleeps on this little bed here, has gone missing. Yeah, we can help you find him. Why don't you come with us, and we'll look around the whole island while simultaneously playing bingo. Mr. Bing, we're going to do everything we can to help you find your missing Bubble Bonk. We're family. Do you understand?
Old bag family.
Mr. Bing is now joining us on the Isle of Man Control.
Bingo!
Control by... Happy 33, born in 1933. That's what that means. If your phone is now a joystick, by placing your finger on it and sliding it around the screen, you can move Mr. That's Bing it. Across the surface of the Isle of Man.
Happy. Hold on. Do you
no,
wanna...
he's too happy.
Do you want boost power, Happy, to get around the island quicker? Just go around in a circle if that's something you're invested in.
He doesn't want boost power. He's okay. Already content.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You don't want to go over that way. Lloyd, you just take over the search. What have you found?
Maybe I can find him in the respawn point? No, I'm going to stop
he's,
that.
He's gone. He's just gone.
I'm going to go to the content. What's this, Pete?
Wallabies. In the 1970s, the two wallabies from the safari park in the north of the Isle of Man escaped, and they have been breeding ever since. At the last count, there is now 2,000 wild wallabies in the north of the Isle of Man. And we want to give you a sense of what that's like with a quick exercise. So look at your phones. There should be a character in the center. The character's got a color and a shape. And find the same character on the screens either side of the stage. To assist you, the row number your character is written on, it's the row number your character is on your screen. Those are the numbers in gray down the center.
The character you've been given represents you as someone on the Isle of Man who's trying to get to the north. You've got two buttons on your phone, left and right arrow, and by tapping those, you can move yourself to either the east or west side of the island. Take some time now to familiarize yourself with your surroundings.
We're going to start with a quick icebreaker. Can everyone come?
You're going to say to your side.
Well, there's two screens. There's two screens. I'm trying to work out the geometry of the situation.
And our sound tech's laughing at you getting stuck on this.
Can everyone go to the aft side of the screen?
People are like, well, it's one of them.
What's aft? Isn't it starboard and port are the two sides, and then aft?
Aft is back, yeah. Which they can't
they
do.
They can only go horizontal.
I know that now. All right, spread out before we think it through.
It's imperative that we get on with this training, but it will highlight one of the key dangers of going to the Isle of Man, and that's the threat of wallabies falling down from the sky and hitting you on the head. So the aim is to move left and right to avoid the wallabies.
And if that wasn't already stressful enough, in accordance with Isle of Man bingo lore, the winner of this exercise will receive the bingo prize.
All right. Like in real life, you can get hit by a wallaby three times before you die. We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. We've got 146. There's the second wallaby, third one. Here we go, four here. Us. 'Cause their face. What's that? What's that noise? Oh, we're stuck on a still frame, but are we gonna catch it? There it is! The Pobblebonk! Mr. Bing's making his way down to the bottom. He's going to be reunited with the Pobblebonk. The Pobblebonk itself won't be able to take itself to bed, but Mr. Bing is going to pick it up and do that.
Doors opening.
I've got to get some charge in this phone.
The Pobblebonk... Pete's getting some charge in this phone.
Oh, Pete, I hope the show's gone well so far.
It all should do. Our technology works flawlessly. Bowling.
Okay, where are we?
We were looking at that thing move around on the table. Mr. Bing is going to have to come and pick it up. Oh, we're on the Mr. Bing's point of view. He's moving towards it. He stopped. He's not going to be able to pick up the bubble bong, Pete. He's become emotionally overloaded.
Let me check. Yeah, I can see from his face. That is the case. Oh, wait.
Bubble bong's calling up for help. It's arriving. Arlo, you are now a frog inside the mind of our bingo mascot. You've got forward and back buttons, and by tapping those, once the controls are unlocked, you'll be able to move Mr. Bing forwards towards the Pobble Bong, with the ultimate aim of us picking him up, reversing onto the platform, taking the platform up, turning, facing the bed, and dropping him in it. Okay, let's just move in a little bit closer now, Arlo. That's good. That's good. Now we need to grab on to Mr. Bing needs to grab onto the Pobble Bong. Alex B, you've got open and closed buttons on your phone. We need to use the open button to widen the grip first. Wider. Open. The other way. There we go. Hold it down. Now, Arlo, drive forward just a little bit. There we are. And now close the hands, Alex, please. Okay, hold on. We need another member of the crew. We're summoning Jelly. Jelly, you have left and right arrows on your phone, and we need you to help steer Mr. Bing backwards onto the platform.
Is the camera feed gone?
We're getting a lot of frozen camera.
Okay.
But they're going backwards, blind. They're doing a good job. Hold there, stop. Turn left. Left turn. Now full back.
And no, who's right. Releasing?
Hold on. Alex B, you just released him. Alex B, we have a replacement. Mark Mack. Now, we need to move slightly forward, Arlo, and then Mark Mack, please grab back onto the Pobble Bong. Forward, Arlo, there we go. Now grab. That's enough, Arlo.
That's good. That's gripped nicely.
Okay, that's enough grabbing. Now we need to turn slightly right, please, Jelly. And now go backwards, Arlo. And then turn left, straighten up, Jelly. And all the way back now. Straight back. Great job. Give a round of applause. Excellent frogs on board this evening.
All right, I'll give out the instructions for this bit. Can you give us someone on the lift, please, whilst you get your in position? Okay, we've now got J-O-B on the... J-O-D on the lift. Could you press the up arrow on the lift? Keep... press and hold to lift the lift up high. We need to get the lift above the height of the bed, which is here. Once we get to the correct height... No, there's no need to wobble around. We're nice and safe. Keep going.
Bowling!
Up nice and high. We need to get above the height of the bed. A little bit higher.
Once we're high enough, the bed will automatically come Stop. Forwards.
The bed's automatically extending now on some sort of hydraulic system. And back to you, Lloyd.
Okay, Jelly, please turn us right towards the bed. That's it. And now we need to move very gently forward, Arlo. Just a couple of taps. That's enough. And now, Mark Mack, please open your hands. We did it! It's now time to summarize our experience here this evening. Can you recall when you walked in into the hall, the bingo king? Your eyes are down. Looking at your sheet, it was a game of chance. You wanted a cheat. You wanna play bingo every day. Now you wanna play bingo every day. Say you wanna.
want a bingo. I know you're kind of disco. Say you want a bingo. So you went broke though. There's a pole in the way. What's that, Mr. Bing? Who wants to give you the power? We just put in my keyboard. Pete, select someone using the drum kit. Sophia Wright. Yeah, that's right. Your phone is lit up. And when you put your finger on your phone, you activate the power of Mr. Bing. And when you put your finger all the way to the top, holding it on your phone all the way to the top, he bingo high. And when you hold it down and go all the way to the bottom, he bingo low. All right, let's go in together, Sophia. In a one. And just 118 more like that to get through. Okay, we're trying to get through as many as we can. But you need to be paying attention. Not only for when your name comes up on the big screen, but also for when your phone lights up. Make sure you got your phone out, got your finger out, ready to start swiping, start tapping, go all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom, round and round. I don't want to influence you too much. You got to find your own voice in this game. Right, we're going to go in. In a one, two, three. Solo. Then we went loco. Now you wanna play bingo, not just for fun. Now you wanna play bingo, everyone. And England and Rose Bowl, here we go. We're at Foxtrot Studios. You can follow us on social under Foxtrot Studios. We will be selling tote bags. Thank you, this has been Robo.